Good morning and welcome to today's session, Securing Your Organization's Future: Preparing for a Successful SAP RISE Transformation. My name is Leah and I work in marketing at Onapsys. Before I hand things over to Paul Cortina, who's joining us from Berlin, he was just with the EA community at the SAP Enterprise Architect Summit there, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. If you have questions, please enter them at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the discussion. You can always adjust the size of the media player on your end to make it bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. And finally, please note that this webinar is being recorded and a link will be sent to you. Now I'm going to pass it over to Paul, who many of you already know, to introduce himself and our presenters.
Thank you very much, Leah. It's a pleasure to be here and especially to join you folks on this topic. I'm heavily involved in the SAP community, especially the enterprise architects, and it's been interesting to see, as we've done a number of different events and events together with Onapsys in terms of of course, the interest in this topic, and given how security is top of mind for so many organizations. And Mark and I were together, and Ashley were together at an event a number of weeks ago, where Mark did a session along with Onapsys, talking about this whole concept around the shared responsibility model, which we'll unpack in a few minutes. But it's interesting as well, just some added commentary, and those of you that sort of saw the abstract, you know, with moving to RISE, there are, of course, great opportunities, but it's basically around a fundamental change in how security is handled. And truly, the managing security becomes a shared effort. And part of this call is to help you get a clear understanding of this model, to help you with the transition, and hear not just from Onapsys, of course, and hear from Ashley in a minute talking more about this, but as well as Mark Rawson, a customer. So thanks again for joining us. And as a reminder, don't hesitate to put questions inside the chat in the Q&A, and we'll try to get the questions at the end. So Ashley, why don't we start with you and try to set the stage in terms of what the shared responsibility model is all about, and from your perspective, why SAP customers should care. And Mark, thanks again for joining us. So once Ashley sets the context early on, I know our audience would love to hear and learn more about Snohomish's journey on this. Ashley, let me turn things over to you.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. By way of introduction, of course, Paul just told you my name is Ashley. I am with Onapsys. My background, however, is SAP. So at SAP, I worked with a lot of large companies in the Western United States to help them on these RISE transformations. Throughout that process, of course, cybersecurity is always top of mind. I met Onapsys along the way, fell in love with the team and the product, and also have gotten to meet really great people such as Mark and Paul to bring these topics to light. So essentially, when you look at the shared security model from SAP, it kind of works with the same philosophy as RISE. Back in the on-premise days, when you would have ECC S/4 on-premise, you, of course, would purchase perpetual licenses from SAP, and then you would be responsible for managing, maintaining everything at your own organization. And so now SAP is shifting their philosophy into this RISE model, where they take a shared responsibility to help you host these licenses from end to end. That is the same with cybersecurity. So now the responsibility that SAP, partnered with hyperscalers, takes within RISE is they essentially help you with your security at the infrastructure layer. What this is it's your network, your operating system, your database, essentially anything that revolves security of the infrastructure of the cloud itself. Anything that you put in that cloud is your responsibility still. So this is really the critical information that you'll see at the application layer and the data layer. So that is still 100% managed and maintained by yourself as the SAP customer. When you look at, okay, you say the application layer, what does this actually mean? And what does this breakdown entail? So Roland Castilla, he's the CISO of SAP ECS, so the CISO of RISE, essentially. He sat down and said, "Okay, what this means is, do you have the proper, I guess you could say, do you have the proper rules in place to be able to detect threats when they come? Do you have an alerting system that lets you know that a cyber criminal is trying to infiltrate your SAP system at that point in time so that you can respond effectively? What about vulnerability management? Are you able to monitor your production systems regularly to find and apply things like SAP notes, missing patches? Are you able to identify misconfigurations in your system, misauthorizations in your system?" And even going back further into the custom code lifecycle, while you're in development, do you have the proper checks in place to actually be able to find errors in development before they ever make it to QA or even worse, into production? And this also includes all of the transports in between those. And then finally, what kind of ITGC standards do you have in place? Are you doing everything manually? Do you have any kind of automation in place, et cetera? So that really labels exactly what it is that you see. And something that I like about this webinar particularly is, of course, SAP can tell you all of this content. I can tell you all of this content, but of course, it's always different when you're the person who's actually applying it. So if there aren't any questions, I'm going to pass it over to Mark so that he can tell you what it's actually like to be a customer experiencing this shared security within RISE, and then also to what he's been able to do to be able to fill these gaps.
Thank you very much, Ashley. And Mark, why don't you kick things off on your end? Tell our audience a little more about Snohomish, as well as a bit about your SAP landscape and your journey.
Sure. Thanks, Paul. So we are a small public utility north of Seattle. We have 400,000 customers, 20,000 water customers, and we've been an SAP customer for a very long time, since 2008, I think, is when we started our SAP journey. We've been managing our systems, running our systems all on premise, and of course, we're now in the middle of planning our RISE move. And along the way, of course, utilities, for those of you that don't know utilities, security is job number one. Actually, safety is job number one, and security is shortly after that. And so for us, we've always been focused on how do we secure our systems, mostly focused on the things that traditionally everybody focuses on, which is your external firewalls, all of your desktop. We probably have five or six different tools that all manage the desktop security. But the SAP security was one where historically we weren't necessarily doing a great job at. We just made sure that it was protected. We didn't expose it to the public internet. We always put something else in front of it. And we did the best we could to keep up with all of the security changes that were there. So that's kind of the as is. That's where we started. And when we started our RISE journey and started looking at this shared security model, we realized we needed to do a better job at our crown jewel, which was SAP, and making sure that we had a partner to be able to help us manage it in the cloud, and do something what we call inspect what we expect, as far as what is SAP doing, what are we doing, and how are we sharing that responsibility model?
Great. So where are you, Mark, in your RISE transformation, and especially as we think of this both security and vulnerability management perspective?
Sure. At this point, Paul, we've been on the Onopsis product for 2 years, in the process of cleaning up our existing on-premise security, implementing the tools that come out on a monthly basis to be able to clean up a lot of our vulnerabilities and get ready for the RISE move. Now, of course, when we started looking at what are the prerequisites to move to RISE, there were all of these things you needed to do. You need to make sure that this is done and this is patched and this is done. And the product has really helped us grease the skids and be prepared. So had we done it, had we not started 2 years ago to start cleaning up our security, et cetera, we'd be in a different position. But at this point, we are ready to start our migration in 26, which is when we're going to stand up our environments and start our move. And the Onopsis product will be part of that move, not just being here for 2 years on premise, but it now is a mission critical part of our RISE implementation as well, because of this shared security model. So we're excited to move to RISE and excited about having Onopsis be part of that partnership on RISE. I will tell you that there's a lot of concerns about moving to the cloud, right? And so everyone was like, yeah, SAP is secure, but only because we have it on-prem and only because we lock it down and only because we don't expose it to the internet. And now here you are moving it to cloud ERP. And how can you guarantee that the system is secure? For those of you that maybe don't follow the news or whatever, maybe you saw what Jaguar Land Rover's been dealing with for the last 38 days.
That wasn't good.
But that wasn't good, right? And so at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we own our security. It's not just saying, pointing a finger, saying SAP's doing all of it, or we're doing all of it. We need to own the accountability for the security. And the tool allows us to basically know what's been applied, what hasn't been applied, what our exposure is, and where we are on managing the monthly versions that come out from a patching perspective.
No, Mark, yeah, for those in the audience, I was going to ask, were you going to find what happened? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, for those who don't know, so the automotive company that Mark referenced, they are losing roughly $7 million a day, and the revenue that they've lost is upwards of over $3 billion at this point. So just to let you know, these SAP systems, if people are able to infiltrate, it is very, very critical to make sure it's secure. Sorry, Paul.
That's okay. No worries at all. Mark, please, anything else to add on that front?
Here's the biggest thing. So I was at Sapphire maybe 2 years ago, and I was talking about this topic and talking about how important security was. And we had people in the audience that didn't understand this shared security model. They said, well, we got rid of all of our basis people because we're moving to RISE. And I'm like, whoa, you really don't understand this, what moving to RISE. You may need less, but you certainly still need some, because SAP's only doing certain pieces, right? They'll copy production to QA, but it's up to you to go in and reconfigure it. So this shared security model is really important. The other piece that is really, really important with this is SAP will patch CVEs 10s and 9s, right, as part of their due diligence associated with making sure the system's secure. They patch up through the 00 tenant. But after that, it's up to you to decide and put in tickets about what other patching you want done. Well, how do you decide which of these patches you want to apply? And sometimes it's very confusing. It's like, well, maybe we'll just do the CVE-8s. Well, that's great, but there could be a 4 and a 5 and a 7 that actually, if you have all three of those, that actually combines to a 10, but you don't know that, right? So being able to, number one, know where you stand, know what's a patch, confirm that SAP has done the 10s and 9s, and then also manage your decision-making process around what else you want to put tickets in to get patched. Those are all really complex, hard decisions to make. We're a small public utility, and the Onopsis tool allows us to, number one, inspect what we expect, make sure that SAP is doing their job, and then help us make our decisions on what else we want to patch from an application perspective.
So it sounds like, in a way, I was just thinking as you were talking, you're a small utility, but it almost allows you to almost punch above your security weight in terms of what you can do and stay on top of. Is that fair to say?
Without a doubt. The other piece that's really important, and this isn't about the technology side, this is about the people side, right? We have to be able to manage who's responsible for which environment. And with this, we can basically do assignments to say, okay, you're working on this, you're working on this, you're working. So it's essentially the work management associated with the security model, so that my basis team can know who's doing on which pieces, and also make sure that once we've patched a particular environment, like Sandbox, that those patches are then moving up into the other environments appropriately, and we didn't miss any system. We stood up a Sandbox system, and we forgot to go back and do some stuff. And it immediately told us, hey, you've got an unpatched sandbox system. It's like, okay, well, the basis person who set that up just forgot to do the standard patching after they brought it back up. So it's those types of things. Inspect what you expect, both from an SAP perspective and also your internal basis team, so that everybody's on the same page.
So, you know, you alluded to a few, but as you prepare for RISE, are there any other sort of challenges you face in defining these responsibilities?
I think most of it is, number one, managing the fear. I mean, people have a lot of fear about moving to the cloud and you're taking my systems away from me and SAP's doing something and now I don't know what it is and I won't have visibility and, you know, all of the people concerns, if you will. I think the tool gives them comfort that it's the same tool they've been using on-prem. They'll have the same visibility into what security, because at the end of the day, no matter where the system's running, the logo that's in the news, right, is your logo. And so they like, if I'm going to be accountable, I need to have information. I can't be accountable for something that I can't see, touch, or feel. And so that's part of this process is with the Synopsys tool, is it's making them feel like they're understanding what they're accountable for.
So when you start focusing on security visibility, understanding what actually happened in your SAP environment, what were some of the first steps you took?
So when we first put in the tool, it was very informative, right? So, you know, no one wants to hear their system has thousands of unpatched issues that are on their system, and some of which are critical or high or medium, et cetera. You expect some of the lower stuff, but we certainly didn't expect the majority of the things that needed to get done. Now, albeit, we hadn't been focusing on it. We were focusing on desktop security and firewalls, and we just basically were not doing the due diligence on the SAP side because it was in a little walled garden and we tried to wall it off, so we didn't have to do that. So when we first put the tool in, it was like, okay, let's start with the criticals and work our way down. And we've done a great job. It's taken us some time, but basically we're small. We only have 23 SIDs that we're managing, right? So all 23 SIDs have now been managed. We've gotten rid of all the criticals, all the highs, and now we're down to just, you know, the mediums and lows, and that's going to be our brownfield migration to the RISE environment. So we're prepped and ready. It's taken time, but we're excited to move to RISE. And more importantly, I feel like the team is comfortable moving to RISE, and we're not having this debate about are we secure, are we patched, are we not patched, et cetera.
Yeah, so one thing I recall from the session, we were at SAP Futilities not too long ago, was basically there's some discussion about the comprehensive security assessment that you did in conjunction with Synopsys. Could you talk a little bit about sort of what that looked like and how it really helped with roadmap?
Sure. So we were one of the early adopters of the Synopsys cloud implementation. So again, we didn't want to try to install a whole bunch of stuff on premise. So we opted into using their cloud implementation, which then has a connector back into our 23 SIDs. We worked with them to install the tool, train on the tool. It was very quick. We had one SME that led our group that basically went to the learning and then came back and did all the training for our basis team. We worked with the managers who own the basis team, because we have different component pieces of our basis team, and got them trained on what the software was doing and what the responsibilities were. And then we launched into this effort, multi-month effort on working our way down and moving patches throughout the system. The other piece that they really liked about this was it wasn't just, hey, you've got a problem, go fix it. It wasn't that. It takes all of the SAP patches and comes up with, here's the stepwise procedure of what you need to do in order to fix that, right? So it's not just helping us say, yeah, you've got a problem, you go Google, try to figure out what it is. It's like, here's the things you need to do in this order in order to remediate this particular issue. And so that management of not just what's broken, but then how to fix it was really important. And again, brought the team along as far as how to be accountable for the security things. Now they didn't have to worry about, well, did I find the right article on how to fix this? I'm following the stepwise procedure that's the best practice recommended to fix this particular issue.
Yeah, and I'm recalling before you mentioned about, I was recalling you mentioned about you had a 2025 goal of zero critical and zero high findings.
Yep.
Where are you today and how does your monthly process look like as compared to where you might have been a year ago?
So we met that goal. We're very proud of that goal. It has the nice thing about OWNAPSIS is they can crowdsource the information anonymously, but they crowdsource the information and kind of say, where are you compared to your peers? And we are in the top quadrant, right? We're a small public utility, right? But we're in the top quadrant. We're really proud of being
able, by the way. That's awesome.
To make that kind of progress. And again, it's from where we were with thousands and thousands of issues that we really hadn't been managing because SAP was in its canned walled garden, to being comfortable moving it to the cloud, comfortable with this shared security model, I think is really important. Now, we looked at doing, you know, NS2, right? The SAP's secure environment. They now have FedRAMP, et cetera. But we didn't have to do that. We didn't have to do that for a bunch of reasons. But OWNAPSIS is the tool that allowed us to feel comfortable being on the commercial cloud ERP stack, if you will. Because we're able to know what is going on. And I would tell you, even if you were on NS2 or the FedRAMP model, you still need to inspect what you expect. Because at the end of the day, it's still the, you know, JLR's logo that's on the front page and SAP's logo that's on the front page. No one's talking about their SI or how this happened or whatever. You have to wear that big A on your shirt and be accountable for this solution. And if you're going to be accountable, you have to have tools that help you understand where your exposure is.
Great, thanks. So you folks have made tremendous progress along the ways. So now that you've signed your RISE contract, you have, correct?
Yeah, we're in the process. We did our phase zero, and we are down to our minimal viable product list.
Awesome. So what's next for your organization?
So what's next for us is essentially we are in the middle of negotiating our SOW for our SI. And we are that SI contract is big from an implementation perspective for us because, like I said, we're a small public. Certainly, you know, very small compared to some other larger customers. But they're moving us to RISE. But it's not just that. We're also doing SAP's CX 2.0 for our customer service mm-hmm. cloud solution. We're also doing a new mobile product with SAP's SDAM solution set. So there's net new products coming in the environment. And all of these net new products introduce other clouds. So we're not just dealing with our RISE cloud anymore from an OWNAPSIS perspective. We also, of course, now have a BTP cloud. OWNAPSIS has some extensions that they're now adding to BTP because that's a totally separate other cloud that you also have to have accountability for from a version of which BTP services are you using and et cetera. I also now have a CX 2.0 cloud. Also has to be secured, also managed separately. I also have a SAM cloud, an SSAM service cloud, right? So I've gone from everything's in this walled garden locked down and I really wasn't managing the security very well because I just made sure it was just internal and didn't have any access, to now I've got four separate clouds I'm managing, all of which have this different security issues, whether that's BPT or SAM or CX 2.0, as well as my cloud ERP. So if anything, my responsibilities are getting bigger. And so I'm excited the fact that Onopsis is adding this BTP component and the CX 2.0 component so that I'm able to better understand my exposure, because no matter how many clouds everything's on, I'm still wearing the A.
Great. So why don't we do this in terms of reminder to your audience, please feel free to put some questions for Mark or Ashley in the chat. And Ashley, as we're waiting for some potential questions to come in, I just wondered if you have anything to add from a Onopsis perspective as well. Ashley?
I'm talking on mute. In terms of the Onopsis platform and what we actually do and where we fit in, we obviously had discussed this slide that you guys see earlier. So everything that we talked about, the gaps that you see at that application layer, that is exactly what Onopsis intentionally designed themselves to cover. So essentially with RISE plus Onopsis, you should have end-to-end cybersecurity coverage that can help you kind of manage the A that you'll see on your chest as you still own that security at risk. So when you actually look at the Onopsis platform here, we of course are compatible with RISE. That's what we've been talking about here, but we were actually founded back in the old on-premise days. So even if you still have some legacy ECC on-premise, if you guys use S4 on-premise, heck, even if you go into HEC, we cover that as well. And any hybrid that you have in between, it's very common for people to either be on ECC migrating to RISE. They have double system set up or they have a really disparate landscape. We also cover BTP. So we have some use cases that we can use into there, and we're expanding every single month into new capabilities. And then we also can be extended into different SaaS solutions. So the one that's listed here is SuccessFactors. We're also roadmapped at this moment for Ariba and Concur. And then we also are available within Cloud ALM. And then just to kind of branch into other areas that we fall into, too. So any of your SIM tools, such as QRadar, Splunk, even going into other areas like CrowdStrike, Sentinel, et cetera, we have direct integrations out of the box with them as well. In terms of what the tool actually does, we'll start on the left here with what we call control. So this is for your developers, essentially. So while you are in development writing custom code, what control will do is they'll do automated scans on your development system to identify vulnerabilities in dev before they ever make it to QA and prod. And then we can also scan the transports in between. Moving over to Assess, this is our vulnerability management tool. So while you have your production systems, we can again do automated scans on those production systems. We can help you find any kind of missing SAP notes, any missing patches, any misconfigurations, misauthorizations. So we not only help you find all of these vulnerabilities across your entire SAP landscape. In Mark's case, he said that they have 20 plus SIDs that they're able to scan with Onopsis. We can show you a holistic view of your entire security posture, where the vulnerability sits in your system, and then also a step-by-step remediation pathway. Plus, we can baseline and benchmark you against your peers. Most people on here seem to be utilities. So some utilities, Onopsis customers worth referencing, of course, being Snowpud being one of them. But if you even want to go into the larger space, we work with SoCal Edison, Sempra, OG&E, and oil and gas. We work with Schlumberger, ConocoPhillips, et cetera. Last but not least, we also have Defend. This is our threat monitoring tool. So think of this as a continuous monitoring on your SAP system that will alert you if your SAP system is under attack. If you look at the example of the automotive company, they were affected by the specific internet-facing Java system. So the vulnerability that was released back in April, May timeframe on that. So what we're able to do with Assess and Defend here is you can scan your production system to say, hey, do I have that vulnerability on my Java systems? Where's it at and how do I fix it? And then with Defend, you'll have a real-time alert that if someone does try to infiltrate your system there specifically, it will alert you and you can handle it in a timely manner. So awesome. I think from an Onopsis standpoint, that's a pretty good holistic overview. We can, of course, go into some customer examples if you'd be interested as well. But I think I'll take a pause there if there's any Q&As that we can listen to.
That sounds great. So We'll just take just a few questions here, and Mark, just going back to this question about how you currently leverage your monthly security findings. Any other commentary around that?
Yeah. So at this point, it's like a well-oiled machine, right? So you've got a monthly patch day that's being released, where we get the updates after Onopsis has done their review, and then we basically run our reports. Everybody gets their assignments. I'm the person who does CRM. This other person does ECC. This person does GRC and Solution Manager, and et cetera. The basis roles are all assigned, and now they kind of work their way down the list, if you will. They get together. They review kind of what are the criticals, what are the net new criticals, net new highs. They get together as a team, decide who's doing what, and then move forward with it so that we're prepped for the next month. So it's at this point, it is a process, if you will, that is honed. We're not like, you know, surprised by anything. It's just a matter of doing the work and then managing the work.
Great.
And with SAP, it'll be something similar once we move to RISE, except we'll be doing some of it. And they'll be doing some of it.
Awesome. Thank you. So I'll just ask one more question, and for both of you in terms of for our audience. We'll start with you, Mark, and then go to Ashley in terms of from your perspective for our audience, what is sort of one key takeaway or message that you'd like to leave folks with, particularly given the journey you've been on?
Well, number one, you'll need basis people. you still need basis people. The fear is real. Like I said, we happen to have been, you know, a leader in moving stuff to the cloud. So we dealt with some of that. Cloud actually can be more secure if done right. And so, basically just don't understand it's a shared security model, and you're sharing that not with a system, you're sharing that with people. So SAP is people. They are doing their piece, and your people are doing your piece. And it's the people side, if you will, that from my perspective is the most important thing to manage. A piece of technology is great, but it doesn't work without the people. So train your people, understand your people want to be accountable for these things, but you have to help them be accountable by providing them the tools.
So I said one, but very pleased, Mark, you gave many, many more. It's most appreciated. Thank you, my friend. Ashley, over to you. You see across a great number of customers, and just like Mark, allow you more than one key takeaway to sort of close things off. So as you see across many customers, Ashley, what are some key messages that you'd like to impart?
A couple come to mind. And so I think that the first is don't neglect the security on your SAP system. We hear a lot of times that companies come and they say, well, we have a firewall and SAP handles the infrastructure. So why would we need to handle any gaps or do it? And especially because when you look at SAP, it's most organizations' most mission critical application, handling a lot of customer data, financial data, banking information, et cetera. And unfortunately, cyber teams don't typically speak what we like to call Sapanese. But at the same time, SAP people don't necessarily speak cybersecurity. So a lot of times you have a blind spot on this mission critical application. And so a lot of times people are, because they don't know, they don't want to try to solve it. And my biggest recommendation would be do not neglect the security on your SAP system, because if someone is able to infiltrate it, it can be very detrimental to your business. I have three companies top of mind that have lost billions of dollars by neglecting it. And I would say, I'm just going to leave it with that one key takeaway and yeah, get from there.
Great. Thank you very much. And again, thank you everyone for joining us. We've included on the screen in terms of contact details for Mark and Ashley, if you want to reach out further. And I'm not sure if Leah has anything in closing, but we'll be sending out, or Onopsis will be sending out later on, a link to the recording as well as the presentation. So Leah, anything else in closing?
Yeah, this has been a great conversation. I just thank you to all of you, and I Paul, I was just going to say the same thing you just said. Just a reminder to everyone who's listening that this session has been recorded, and we will share it with you. So again, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with the shared security model and preparing for the journey to RISE. And everybody who's here, please have a great rest of your day.
Great. Thank you, especially you, Mark, for sharing Snohomish's journey. Take care.
Thank you.